Welcome to your home for Red Fox Athletic News. This is the Hartsville Sports Network podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hartsville Sports Network podcast. I'm your host, Demai Bishop, and I'm here with
Jazzy Farson,
Tucker Polson.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and, of course, the home of the Red Foxes, hhsredfoxes.com. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, and five-star rate. So how was y'all weekend? It was a long weekend.
It was good.
Not long enough, though.
Right.
Well, yeah, it went by fast.
Not long enough. I didn't do a whole lot. I went to Florence, but that was about it.
You went shopping or something?
I mean, no. I kind of just went to, like, goof off in the mall because I ain't been there in a while. I mean, like, I got food. Like, I went up there to eat, but, like, I just kind of walked around the mall.
You ate Chinese?
Yeah. And the line was so long.
Yeah, that was long.
It was so long, bro. Because, like, Chick-fil-A and them wasn't open because it was Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
So everybody went to the Chinese place. So, what about you, Jess?
It was good. Had a game on Saturday, MLK thing. Then Sunday, went to the USC game.
Sounds fun.
They dragged Missouri. But anyways, and then I went to the boys' MLK thing. What did you do?
I worked all weekend, but Monday I was able to rest and I didn't have practice.
What is your dream job?
Probably this. I would love to do this when I get older, like be a sports commentator and like have a podcast, like a sports podcast and stuff.
I was not expecting that to be
your answer. Right.
I want to be a travel nurse. What about you?
A marine archaeologist.
Oh.
Exciting.
Right.
Now it's time for the Red Fox recap.
In girls basketball, the Red Fox defense showed up to start the game, holding North Myrtle Beach to only 5 points in the first quarter, on their way to a 40-32 victory. It wasn't easy as North Myrtle Beach fought back and the Lady Foxes led by one by the half. Down the stretch, it was Jazzy Frierson hitting 10 of 11 free throws in the fourth quarter to lead the Foxes with 21 points. The other scores for Hartsville was Ariana Scott with 4 points, Jasmine Rains with 2, Brooke Mitchell with 6, Tatiana Fisher 4, and Blakeney Dawson with 3.
In boys basketball, the boys varsity team finished with a 1-2 record after losing to North Myrtle Beach in their third region game. The scores weren't as close as in the previous region game, keeping close in the first quarter and edging somewhat behind in the second and third quarter. After all the boys had returned, the score had changed to 18-14, a 4-point advantage. The boys gave it their all, but North Myrtle Beach fought to win 41-48. The boys were unable to overcome this setback. Cam Foman was the leading player with a total of 3 assists, 2 steals, 13 points overall. LaZavian Robinson followed slightly behind with 2 assists, 0 steals, and 9 points. Although both teams played a good game, Hartsville couldn't secure the win. However, when it was all said and done, they had a new plan for every game to dig deeper and better for the team. The goal is always to take care of business when going against these regional teams. They will be back in action on January 18th at West Florence.
And now a word for a Red Fox Week update. Here's Coach Boob.
Boob, what is our athletic schedule for this week?
So this week kind of gets a late start with the Martin Luther King weekend. Monday we didn't have anything, so everything kind of got pushed back. So tonight we got JV basketball playing West Florence, and then our varsity teams will travel to West Florence tomorrow. Also tomorrow we have wrestling. They go to Lugolf, and they'll wrestle. Our varsity program will wrestle at Lugolf. And then on Thursday we got JV home again for basketball, and that's against Wilson. And then our varsity team will travel to Wilson on Friday night. And then the weekend wraps up with wrestling. They're going to go to Marlboro County for a tournament. So So we got another busy week, something every single day, and so a couple chances to see us at home, and then West Florence and Wilson's not too far away, and we need a student section, we need a crowd at those games for the basketball teams as well. So that's what we're looking at for this week.
Thank you for listening. Once again, remember you can listen to Hearts of Sports Network on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and Spotify. And of course, the home of the Red Fox is HHSRedFox.com. I'm your host, Demai Bishop, and I'm here with
Jazzy First.
Tucker Polson.
We're out. Boom.